Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Hello, good evening, everyone, and welcome to all of you. I'm fixing to put all of you in the room at one time, so let's please be careful and not walk all over each other. It's going to be very difficult with about seven people online, but I think we can manage that. Hello, Ken and Barbie, are you with me?
We are here. Thank you for having us. I think we all know that we'll wait till you ask us a question individually and go from there. Thanks for having us all.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm clicking everybody in as we speak, and I don't know. I got somebody else. I have no idea who this is, but I'm going to click them in anyway. So, yeah, if everyone could just, you know,
numbers of who
706. I have no idea who. So, Wade's on that. Yeah, I got the numbers.
Yeah,
I see you're there.
Okay. Maybe put everybody else.
Yeah, I'm going through here and I'm muting people as we speak. I can't talk. Okay, I got everybody I believe that needs to be muted except myself, Wayne, and Barbie, you and Ken. So
great.
They can listen, so hopefully they don't get upset and run away. It's just too much when you have six or seven people online. So what is this charity pop song Hope all about? I know it's something y'all are doing to bring awareness to the chronic pain community. Is that correct?
Absolutely. It's called Hope is True by iPain. And our goal with the song was to bring awareness to the public about chronic pain issues and challenges that we face. And, We teamed up with some Grammy-winning artists to get the song created and ready for public consumption. And mm-hmm. we kind of approached it with a little bit of a different manner. We looked at it as something that's for the public, that anybody hearing it would just get hooked into the song and love the mm-hmm. song and want pop song. So we want them to dance to it and really understand it. And then when they hear it's by iPain, they say, who's iPain? And they go and look it up and try to figure out who iPain is, we're all about. And that's when they learn about chronic pain. And then we have these other parts to the project that come into play. The whole overall project is called Music Moves Awareness. And so we knew that once we got people hooked into learning about chronic pain, that we would need to have some resources and positive, hopeful stories available for people in chronic pain. So we wanted to be sure to have those resources also available. So we did a casting call and picked 20 different patients that have chronic pain and put their stories into video featurettes that will be coming out between now and the first one came out today. And the last one will come out in December 2017, and we're really excited about the project and all the people that we involved with this. And we also have the iPain Living magazine, which was born out of Twinkle Van Fleet put together 12 Steps to Patient Empowerment project. We knew we wanted to do a project, and we asked her to head it up, and she did. And she put the project together, and from that we said, how are we going to present this to the public? And that's how iPain Living was born, and we ended up turning it into a magazine. And so that also just launched just about a week and a half ago. And and then we have Pain It Forward, as well as our webinar series. The people that are coming in and learning about our song and they get hooked and love it, can also have some resources to turn to and learn about chronic pain and what's going on.
Sure. Good. Good. I know you guys do a lot of different things. I've done some of your Facebook lives. I've tried to participate in a few of those. It's kind of hard for me to do some of that stuff, but I try to stay up with you guys as much as possible. I know you got a lot going on. You know, I need to ask this question because I have a lot of people asking me what's being done for a cure for disorders, you know, it's mainly CRPS and Lyme disease. And, you know, I tell people all the time that there's organizations like yourself and many others that are, you know, doing everything they can to raise awareness, because I believe awareness comes first, but we can't be lost in looking for a cure. If you know what I'm saying, we got to keep trying to fight for that. How do you all go about doing that? What are you guys, is that what you're doing with all these, the books, the magazines, the songs and stuff? Is that kind of where that's going in that direction?
I mean, I know it's, our main purpose isn't to find a cure for anything in particular. Our purpose is, there's a lot of research studies and things going on around the world for the different conditions, and we cover 150 conditions. So although this, we have been involved in 29 different research projects that are going on, it isn't our number one purpose. Our purpose right now is awareness, and we know that there's groups out there that are doing the research, and there's universities and professors that we work with and talk to, and we work with CureClick on a partnership level to help with the cures and the treatment options and helping those become available. But there has to be something for the patients on a daily basis. And so what our focus is now is to get the public to understand the challenges that patients face on a daily basis. And really, you know, that's really, although we do have our hand in research, it isn't our number one activity or goal. Like I said, we do have 29 different projects going on right now. So it's something that we are involved with. It's just not the number one issue right now for us. Because there's so many people working on it all around the world.
Sure, sure. And that's what I tell people. You know, it's like, look, we have to start somewhere. And raising awareness is a very big issue. It's something that does need to be done. And thanks for doing it, by the way.
Every organization, foundation, association, charity, university, all of us have our own separate purposes in what we do. If we were all doing the exact same thing, then there's no way, there's too much to get done in the pain community, especially with so many different groups being involved, that if everybody was doing the exact same thing, it wouldn't make sense. We want to be doing different and different things so that more, I mean, there's not two patients with the same disease that are just alike.
Right.
So
everybody
needs to be treated individually, and we need all the different projects and programs that are going on and being funded around the world that are happening. You know, for instance, we're not taking a lot of money from pharmaceuticals and durable medical equipment companies. We do get some, but it's very minimal. It's not the majority of where our money comes from by any means. We're trying, you know, with our Music Moves Awareness Project, we are selling the electronic versions of the album for $1.98 online. And if you want a hard copy of the disc, it's $8. All the money goes back to the foundation to pay for our programs to help patients. Our goal is to include the public, whereas other charities' goal is to include the pain community.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, the problem that I don't see, but some of the people that talk to me, you know, like, well, these people are making money, and I'm like, yeah, these people have to make money because they're putting a lot out. And to, you know, they have to make their money back off of things. So I want to make sure people understand that part of it. It's not that, and let's say all organizations, there's several of them. I'm doing one tomorrow night with CPS, I think, Lisa Davis and them. You know, and I understand everybody needs to do things differently because there's so much so much to cover in this community with all these different disorders and stuff. So I understand it, and I've tried to explain to people the best I could, what goes on. Go ahead.
We have delegates work with the foundation. They work with other foundations. Like tomorrow night, you'll be interviewing Lisa, as you just said, and she's a delegate for the International Pain Foundation, as well as the work that she does for her own organization. But that's the thing, is we all have different missions and we're all doing things different. For iPain, all of us are volunteer, and actually the largest private donor to iPain is myself and my husband. We don't get paid. All of us are volunteer. Most of the stuff we're doing, the money that is made off of the projects goes back into future projects. It's going to pay salaries for our staff.
Right. I got you. And that's what I try telling people. But, you're dealing with the chronic pain community, and sometimes they just don't get things sometimes, or they don't want to. Now,
again, our goal isn't to sell our song to the chronic pain community. Our goal is the public.
Right. And make awareness. Exactly. And I mean, that makes perfect sense. I mean, it does. I try to explain it to people the best I can. I'm more into looking for a cure for, I feel like me and Wayne have talked about this before. If we can find a cure for one, we could probably cure a bunch, believe it, because there's some of them that are so much alike that, you know what I'm saying? The cure would be, the fibro and CRPS, for instance. They're very close. And
right. Well, fibro is genetic, so there'll probably be a cure for CRPS RSC first, because it's in our blood, and so they just have to create the the antibiotic to fight the autoantigens in our blood. But just to get that blood test here in the United States, it's $550,000. iPain has been working for years now to raise the money to get that test here so that we can get closer to a cure with a proper treatment that's actually a cure, not just a treatment option. And until then, treatment options. And until there is that cure, we need treatment options available. And again, every patient's different. Really is going to take a variety of treatments.
Well, it's going to take a lot. Well, let me get to one of the other guests. I'm going to pick one out here and go with them. So I'll be back with you shortly. And you can listen. I'm just going to go check with a few other people.
Thank you.
And get some info. You're welcome. I'll be back. Hey, Wayne, are you still with me?
I'm here.
See if I can get Curtis.
I'm just glad to hear people that are, if something has to be attacked from so many different directions, we need to educate people, which is what you and I do. We promote that, to get people to actually understand what is going on and, how this affects people. Coming up with a song that, maybe starts to awaken some people and raises money for, like she said, she needed $550,000 to get this test in for, was it CRPS?
Yeah. All right. Curtis, you online?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. And Gail, are you with me?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. I got both of y'all. Okay. Trying to do two at a time. I did Barbie by herself, then I'm trying to do you two. Okay, Curtis. I don't have my questions in front of me. Barbie sent me a whole link of stuff, and I'm looking over it now. Curtis, if you will, go ahead. And do you have, arthritis and some kind of joint problems? Is that correct? Or am I...
Yeah, so I have something called degenerative disc disease and spinal stenosis in my lower back.
Okay. I know it's painful. I ain't going to ask. I'm sure it's quite painful. What kind of treatments are you doing, or what kind of treatments are helping with that, should I say?
So unfortunately, there's not many treatment options. besides, you know, like the, you know, the basic textbook stuff, you know, losing weight, you know, don't do strenuous activities, you know, stuff like that, that really, that they really recommend. It's very uncommon for youth or young adults to be diagnosed with it. It's usually something that comes, at older age. So for a standpoint, you know, for being only 19, you know, surgery is really not in the picture until, you know, my late 20s when my body's fully developed and my spine and my back is, you know, per se fully formed.
Right. So, yeah, it's definitely a painful thing. Do they have anything in the works for trying to, I guess, slow the process or cure it? I mean, I'm sure there's...
You know,
I know with arthritis, there's not really a whole lot they can do, honestly, that I know of. But go ahead.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So basically, really, you know, the only thing that's really available that I know of is just, you know, weight loss and, you know, preventative measures to not let it get worse, you know, to try to get it better. You know, it's not going to completely go away, but it's definitely something that you could, you know, try to you know, do stuff to not cause it to get worse, you know?
Right. Now what do you do with Barbie now? Are you on the board too? Or you work, you know, help them out or
yeah. So I'm one of the, my mom's Twinkle Van Fleet. She's one of the, members of I-Pain. And, I've been a part of it for about, you know, as soon as she got a part of it, I became a youth ambassador and started helping out. And, cool. You know, when Barbie contacted me to ask me if, you know, if I want to be one of the futures on this project, I was like, you know, of course, you know, it's anything that we could do to get the awareness out there of, you know, of RSD and CRPS and, you know, so many other diseases that, you know, like Barbie was saying that we try to raise awareness for. And, you know, I-Pain is a great foundation to do that. You know, it's a gateway for a lot of people. So it's definitely a great organization. It's something I wanted to be a part of.
Cool. I didn't know you was Twinkle's son, but I'm glad to hear that. I know who she is.
Good. Yeah.
Glad to know. Okay, Gail, how are you?
Oh, I'm okay.
I see that I was just reading some of your stuff. You stay pretty busy, it looks like.
Yes, I do. Yes, I definitely do. And I am on the board.
Okay,
the International
Sure. Good. I love Barbie now. She's so funny. She really is. She cracks me up a lot of times. I'm down and out sometimes, and I'll click over and see something she's wrote or posted or something. It makes my day. It makes me laugh, and that's good. That's what we need to be doing to people, is, you know, doing all we can. And I know they do a lot over here over at International Pain and I-Pain Foundation. And that's why I've been trying to do a show for a while, and it's taken us a while to get to it, but we finally got it. And we're probably going to have more shows. I'm trying to see everything she sent over to me. I see, I guess you work with chronic pain and traumatic brain issues. Is that correct?
I own a company called Therapy Services located in Burlington, Kansas. And we have an outpatient substance abuse treatment center. And also specialize in traumatic brain injury, where we provide cognitive rehabilitation skills therapy and behavior therapy in the home for people with traumatic brain injury. And then we also provide non-emergency medical transportation as well.
Okay. Now, how did you – oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, and then I was just going to add that, and I'm also a caregiver for my husband who has multiple sclerosis.
Yeah, I've seen that. We did a show. We do shows on Thursday nights on MS. We just started doing them a few weeks ago, and I have a guy come on. So feel free if you want to call in on Thursday nights and do it, you know, share information with us on Thursday nights, feel free to call. Just call the same number you called here. We're starting to do that every Thursday night. What we're trying to do here on my show, we're trying to help, you know, organizations like yourself and Barbie and everybody and Lisa over CPS and some other ones. But we're trying to get people, we're trying to pick up so many disorders at one time and because we do shows four nights a week and concentrate on getting four shows every week, the same thing, and then kind of switch weeks, if that makes sense. So we're trying to get the ball rolling here. We've been up and running for a few months now, so we're getting there. But we want to continue to help the chronic pain community as far as we can. I mean, as many chronic pain disorders as we can. So we definitely want to keep going. So we're getting there. Now, how did you get involved with this project? The new project they got.
Well, as you know, I'm on the board, so, you know, I see a lot of the information that online, through Facebook, other social media.
Sure.
I saw them ask for the casting call, and I decided, what the heck, I'll just go ahead and I answered the casting call.
Right.
And I was chosen to do the featurette for MJ.
Cool. That works.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're part of it. Well, listen, I'm going to go. I got some more people to get to. I'm going to get to them. Then I'm about to Ken and Barbie, and then I'll probably bring you all on right towards the end. So I bring everybody on. Just remember, we need not just try to step on each other. It's hard, but we need to try not to. So, but I will get back with you two in just a few minutes, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
And okay. Next up,
I got to get to her, and I don't know who this other caller is, but I'm going to find out. Amanda, you with me?
I am.
Okay, Amanda. Now, who's the other caller that's on with me right now?
This is Twinkle Van Fleet.
Oh, Twinkle Van Fleet. Yeah, see? You snuck in on me. I wasn't expecting you to call.
I have a statement to make, if that's all right.
Yeah, since you're here, go ahead.
Thank you. I wanted to clarify a misconception. Hope is to instill hope in everyone, not just the pain community. It is to remove depressive moments, the downers, and bring absolutely everyone up. So when we say we want you to dance, if you can't dance physically, dance in your head. That's
exactly
the spirit. So I just wanted to say that, and I wanted to congratulate. I can't wait for the September 1st, Chronic Pain Awareness Month. So thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome. Thank you. Okay, Amanda, you with me?
I am.
Okay, sorry about that. I didn't know who it was. This is not on my list, but that's okay.
Welcome.
Oh, that's why she said who it was. I'm like, okay, I know exactly who she is. You're welcome. I just didn't know I didn't know the number. So I'm like, okay, who's calling this now? So where do we start with you? you have lupus? Is that am I reading that right?
That's right. I'm also known as LA Lupus Lady. I tweet a lot.
Yeah, okay. I don't think I've seen you. Maybe I have. I don't know. I don't know. I have a Twitter account too, but I'm not on Twitter a whole lot. It doesn't like me, and I don't like it very well, just like Facebook. I try to stay away from them, but it's kind of impossible when you got radio shows. They're everywhere. So I'm glad you called, because we've done shows on lupus in the past, and the person that used to do the shows with me, I'm not sure what's happened with her. She's not contacted me in some time. And this is something else that it's one of the disorders that we work very hard towards trying to get help for the lupus community. We're trying for all community or all chronic pain, but like Barbie said, there's a lot of them. There's a lot of them. So we're trying to
learn there's over 150 chronic pain conditions.
So we're trying to, you know, the people that are willing to work with us is the ones that we're going with. You know, because everybody doesn't want to work together for some reason in this community. I've not figured it out, but they just don't. So I would love to have you do shows with us on lupus if you're interested.
Well,
you got time.
I would love to, but before we talk about lupus, I think we should talk about more about iPain and the Music Moves Awareness Project.
Sure.
I'm really glad that I'm not just an iPain featurette representing the lupus community, but I also wrote one of the 12 steps for patient empowerment that's included in the iPain Living magazine. That's part of the Music Moves Awareness project. And I can't wait till the song is released. Hope is True is so, I mean, I must admit, I've
I've had an advanced sneak listen, and it will make you dance. Whether you're unable to stand up, you will dance in your chair. You will mattress dance. If you can only lay down, you will mattress dance. If you can, it will make you get up and move. And it really does. Right. The music moves awareness. And by dancing, it makes you want to think, who is I? Pain, this song is so great. It's so catchy. I want to share it with my friends. And chronic pain awareness happens. And through awareness, we're going to start, our advocacy program is going to happen. And we're going to expand research, you know, one thing at a time. And we're just getting the public, because we look fine. And so many people, when you live with an invisible illness, you look so good. You can't be in so much pain. Guess what? We live in chronic pain daily. It happens 365, 24/7. And music is one of the greatest healing treatments, at least for me. And it has no side effects other than it makes me move. So I don't think that's
a
bad side effect at all.
Not at all. I listen.
Hope is true. There's nothing you can do but dance.
Right. And I listen to music all the time. So
I'm thrilled to be part of the Power of Pain and their Power of Pain on Twitter. And it's powerofpain.org is their website. But the Music Moves Awareness campaign and the project has there's five different avenues. I don't know if you guys have heard about the Pain Pop, where you get a balloon and they ask, do you have the nerve to be heard?
Yeah.
And you say, I have the nerve to be heard, because I love Periscope, and this is one of those new social media campaigns, or platforms. And I love, and I like sharing, and I believe that sharing is caring. And so right now on the radio, if you don't mind, I'm not periscoping it, but I'm going to ask you right now, do you have the nerve to be heard, and do you mind if I pop a balloon right now?
Oh, I've got nerve to be heard. Pop a balloon. Pop 4 or 5 for me.
I have the nerve to be heard. I just popped a balloon on the podcast, because music moves with the power of pain.
That's right.
Thank you for letting me share.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm all for it. I see it. We do whatever we can here to help the crowd, to help anyone we can help.
I truly believe that sharing is caring, and you've got to share your story. And with over 150 conditions, you have to do what it takes. And by this, through the powerful song.
Sure.
The song is true, and I can't say anything other than the title. Otherwise, I'll be.
Yeah, I know.
I don't cause Barbie any pain, so I'm not going to say anything.
I already asked her.
You want to sing along? You want to dance? It's catchy. It makes you move. It makes you move. And it moves your heart, so that you want to share, and you're going to create awareness, which is going to create chronic pain advocates. Because once you learn about how widespread chronic pain is, and that it's a global health crisis affecting over 700 million people globally. Mm-hmm. And that's unacceptable. That's unacceptable that there's that many people.
That's crazy. That's crazy numbers. I know that.
Awareness is going to lead, as you talked about earlier, not the power of pain right now. They talk, this awareness campaign is going to be huge. It's going to create a whole new group of advocates that are passionate about finding a cure and finding treatment. One patient at a time, one advocate at a time, the power of pain and the international, on Twitter, it's the power of pain, but the International Pain Foundation is going to make you move. And by moving, it's going to get you to step up and share your story. And if it's by popping a balloon, by purchasing a song for $1.98, you can help the chronic pain community. $1.98. Who doesn't have $1.98? So then you've got the song on your iPad or your phone.
I don't have $1.98. I'll be honest with you. I don't have $1.98.
Trust me, as a woman who's lived with a chronic condition for over 34 years, I do understand that it's hard to find some money. But once you've heard the song, you will find the $2 because it will lift you up more than the $1.98 that you need to.
Yeah. My $1.98 goes into what I'm doing right now every month. So that's where my $1.98 goes. Just for those of you that want to know.
I'm here to share about my eye pain and the Music Moves Awareness. So I'd like you also go to hopeistrue.org, and you can pre-order the song right now on your favorite downloadable platform, whether it's iTunes or Amazon, or there's all your favorite downloading streaming service, I'm sure has it. Hopeistrue.org. And to find out more information about the International Pain Foundation, you should go to powerofpain.org.
I can't get to it because they want to charge me and I don't want to pay for it. So I'm selfish. But no, I do agree with what you're
saying. Those that want to support the chronic pain community, you can check out IPain.org and
IPain.org. Don't say it like that. Like I don't want to help the chronic pain community. I'm helping the chronic pain community.
I have an eye right now. I didn't say that you're not. You're sharing. We encourage sharing.
Yes.
And I truly believe that sharing is caring, and by having us on and the featurettes as well as Barbie and Ken, you're sharing the power of pain, and I truly appreciate that. I'm sorry if that came across. I've had too much tonic.
No, he's laughing. Don't worry.
I don't know if you know, but Neuro is a sponsor, and so I've been supporting our sponsors, and I've been drinking Sonic, which is a wonderful. carbonated beverage that naturally makes you have more energy. So I hope that you, I'm sorry that you misconstrued that.
No, you're fine.
You've got my bio there. So you know that I like to say that lupus awareness and chronic pain awareness is fun, but lupus and chronic pain are not.
Yeah. Right. We'd love to have you back on too. I mean, when we do lupus.
I love to. May is Lupus Awareness Month, but for me, lupus awareness is at 365, 24/7, like chronic pain. But I don't know if you know, but Barbie is truly, I mean, it sounds like you do know how great Barbie is, and she's a cheerleader of hope. And as the leader of the iPain team, she's been working on this Music Moves Awareness Project for over 2 years. And you can really tell, because every aspect of this project, whether it's the song, whether it's the video, whether it's the paint, the balloons, whether it's the featurettes, we all feel part of this team and part of this community. And I'm not a board member, but I hope to be. because by working with iPain on this project, I've seen how great this iPain team is. And once you get involved, I could see that it would be hard to leave because this organization is really run well from the top down, and everybody's a volunteer. And we're all treated with respect, and we're supported in doing the work that we're good at.
All right. Well, I've got everybody on now, so let's
some really good news for the people who don't have $1.98. On September 1st, when the song is released, you can get it for free, or you can listen to it for free on Spotify. And you can also listen to it for free on YouTube when you watch the entire music video that we're really excited about.
Yay!
Yeah. Hey, Barbie, can you just send it to me on September 1st. Can you do that?
We'll actually be in Los Angeles for the world premiere party, and I will be unable to have any access to my own personal stuff, but it will go out through Hootsuite to publish the links and everything.
Okay. All right. Cool. I mean, I'll listen to it. I'll pay to listen to it. I'm cheap. I'm not cheap. Well, I just don't have money. Yeah, go ahead.
My name is Ken. I'm Barbie's husband. I'm Ken with another thing I wanted to say, we've covered a lot and touched a lot here, but another thing that on the subject of, fundraising is difficult. And just like you said, $1.98 is actually an amount that means something to me. And for those that do have or find themselves in that situation that do want to donate and contribute but don't have the funds to, just by watching, going to YouTube, there's certain outlets that you can visit us on, for instance, YouTube. We are monetized. So when you watch a video from or that's on our channel, YouTube pays us. It's a fraction of a penny, but you know what? Watch the video twice. You just donated twice.
Yeah, I've watched some of your videos on YouTube. I was on there yesterday watching some stuff. So sure.
And we're gathering a lot of content, and Music Moves Awareness Project has allowed us to do that. I mean, for one, the featurettes, they're going to be released, individually and by themselves, that we really hope that will get some views and that will hopefully be successful. And we're going to point the song, because the song doesn't really have the song. We intentionally made the song come back to iPain. The artist is iPain. So when somebody searches Hope, so who sings that? Hope is True. Or you know how Google, you push the play, the button on your phone, mm-hmm. and it listens to the music and it tells you who sings it. Well, mm-hmm. whenever they find do that, it'll come back as iPain as the artist, and then people will search iPain. And that spotlight, we're really looking to get a huge spotlight due to this song, and this mm-hmm. because music travels very fast, faster than any other way we can sure. really word out there. So when sure. we bring people to the song, from the song, when we bring people back to us, the spotlight stays on us. It doesn't stay on, some of the singers that we were working with to, possibly have sing the song. Had that happened, we'd have lost the spotlight. The people in our organization that helped put this together, those featurettes, this magazine, that would miss mm-hmm. much of the spotlight.
There's about 100 people that took part in this project on the 5 different aspects of it, and it's been an amazing 2 years putting it together.
Yeah, we've done a webinar every single month, and these webinars mm-hmm. they're not disease specific, and many of the treatments that you listen to or listen about are widespread. And how many people with lupus or RSD or fibro have sat down, talked to each other? Very common similarities in symptoms that mm-hmm. they deal with. So chronic pain, it covers a lot. But mm-hmm. we've done many pain summits and comic pain relief, and we know that to get as much education out there as possible, we've got to reach the public. We can't sure. preach to the chronic pain community.
Sure. No, you're absolutely right.
And when we reach out, this project will allow us to do and reach out, we will tap into, the masses and mm-hmm. share with what it is that we have. What do we want you to hear? We're going to let you hear our song, but when you check our song out, you're going to hear about what we talk, what we're about. And sure. we've got a lot of content for people to look at, including mm-hmm. the magazine. The 12 mm-hmm. steps are in the magazine. The spotlight will come back to all of these parts of the project when somebody hears the song and does a little research to see who sings that song.
Sure. Yeah, there's a lot on your YouTube channel. I was, like I said, I was on there yesterday looking around at stuff and listening
to
stuff.
They're donating. And I have to tell people mm-hmm. that whenever they say, hey, I watched a video, I tell them, hey, thanks for donating. They look at me strangely and it's like, not really understanding why, but think about it. We are monetized. You helped us in more ways than helped yourself by getting the content. Hopefully it was helpful or useful, but you also donated without having to pull anything out of your pocket.
But September's going to be Chronic Pain Awareness Month, Ken. And I think the people that do have $1.98 that might be moved by the music might want to know that hopeistrue.org has 28 different platforms where you can get the song. So your favorite platform is going to be on there.
And Spotify, Rhapsody, iTunes, Google Marketplace, Amazon, go visit hopeistrue.org and you can see a list of everywhere you can go to find the song. A lot of, like Spotify, you can listen to Spotify for free. They pay us. That's, again, you just donated to us by listening to our song on Spotify.
So you don't need to contribute necessarily to contribute.
Absolutely. There's a lot of, just because there are ways to hear the song without having, you may not be able to download it, but you can go hear it, and that was a donation to us. We hope that people will like the song enough to, get it for their own purpose and use it, to help spread awareness and work out to. It's our fight song. It's going to make you feel empowered.
What I was going to do with it, I was going to, I asked Barbie, and she said not the whole song at this point, but I know later on it would have been okay. I was going to put it at the beginning of my song or maybe in the middle and take a commercial break, play 30, 45 seconds of it and do, a small commercial break or something for advertisement for it. So, I did talk to her about that the other day briefly, but she said not right now, not the whole thing. So I haven't even done it yet. Because I was going to wait until it comes out. Because I'm not trying to, I'm not trying to intervene. I'm trying to help. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. And if you get the song out there, you play 60 seconds of it. It's a 3-minute song. You play 60 seconds. And if somebody, inspire somebody to ask, where can I hear that or see that, buy that, whatever, sure. then, you know, that's moving sure. awareness. Moves awareness.
Yeah. 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 I mean, it's not.
Because I think 30 seconds is a kind of a marker that you can stay within to not be like charged by BMI records. The song is registered BMI. And the instrumental is there as well. So we're hoping to, at a later point after we release the song, that we will find artists, female artists, that will cover the song. And I don't think we'll have a problem doing that.
No, I don't think so. Just because I know there's people out there that'll do it. Professionals.
Once they hear the song, I think they're going to call their radio stations and say, I want to hear Hope Is True by I-Pain.
Sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we've messaged out as well.
I mean, it's just not an awareness song. It's going to be a song that hits the top 10. It's going to, I believe Grammys better watch out.
That's good.
The song was created by Grammy winners. This is not. You know, Barbie and I, and I'll give a shout out right now to who did do it and the creation of the song. And William J. Fuller is the one that wrote "Hope Is True." Okay. And then along with a highly decorated music producer Alex Garingas to produce the song. He is he's had his name in a lot of things. He wrote Kelly Clarkson's song "Dark Side." He's had tremendous success in the music industry. So these are not small time players that we approached when we were trying to put this project together.
Right, and William Fuller actually is currently featured in a rap song with Jesse J in Ice Age 5, which is in theaters now. Credited under his artist name DeVille.
Okay, I don't know none of them.
Quite honestly, I don't know all the doors that will open to us, and I do expect that there are going to be many, because we are putting ourselves out there, and this is not like this is not as though we release a song, sit down on the couch, and wait for. The doors to open. No, it's not like that. We've put ourselves in many, many places, and we're in touch with a lot of people that make big things happen.
Yeah, yeah. Now let me ask y'all this: do y'all offer help to people that are like in really desperate need of help, like with doctors or stuff like that? I mean, do you guys do any of that, or is that? Because I know there's other organizations that do.
Yeah, for the first 7 years, this is year 10. For the first 7 years, we did that, and it was funded mostly by my family. And my mom and dad passed away this past year, and before that, my mom was super sick. So some of the funding dried up, and people weren't willing to donate to help with those types of things anymore. So if we get donation, because people can specify, I want my donation to go towards research, or I want my donation to help towards patient-funded assistance. I want my mind to go towards awareness. You can basically specify if you do make a donation to which the programs you want to do that we're doing. And we have not had anybody donate to our patient assistance funds. And so 2015 was the last time that we were able to do patient-funded assistance, and that was stopped in like June of 2015, just because the money dried up after my mother passed away.
Sure, that's
and
so sad.
For this, at least for 2 years, Barbie and Ken have been extremely focused on launching this Music Moves Awareness campaign and project. It's not even a campaign. It's a project. It's going to be a project that was 2 years in the making that's going to last over a year and a half. Mm-hmm. And it's going to take the International Pain Foundation to the next step. And I think this is exactly what the world needs. Whether you have chronic pain or not, you know somebody who does.
Sure.
And the song is so empowering. And you know, whether you get it on, whether you listen to it on YouTube twice to contribute and support the International Pain Foundation, or you buy it from hopeistrue.org for $1.98, however you do it, the what you contribute individually adds up. And collectively,
sure,
the International Pain Foundation will then be able to produce more patient education bookmarks.
Well, that's why I was asking if there was...
They'll be able to fund more projects.
Sure, that's why I was asking if they was would help, because I'm sure they did in the past. I was pretty sure of that. I just, because I know how Barbie is, and I'm not saying anything about Ken. I've talked to Barbie, but you know, and it's sad. It's sad that people.
But there's a lot of overlap in other organizations that do the patient assistance. So
I
what Barbie and Ken want to do with the International Pain Foundation is expand and raise the awareness. That
sure,
the
and
organizations
it's,
are within the chronic pain community. Let's reach out to the public. That's how I got involved. I mean, I haven't been involved for 10 years. I've recently got involved by learning about the work that they're doing. And it's focused and done with such positivity and such support within the community, and with knowing that the public needs to be informed. And once you give them a song, and once they say, hey, you know, this song is great, it gets me moving. Who is it? And then they're going to say iPain, and then they're going to find out about iPain, and they're going to go to powerofpain.org, and they're going to find out about the webinars, and maybe they'll not just find out about a webinar, but maybe one of the webinars is going to have a title that clicks with them, and they'll go to the YouTube and they'll watch the webinar, and they'll get informed. And when somebody gets informed, they become empowered. And that's really what the powerofpain.org and the International Pain Foundation wants to do, is empower patients and the community to empower patients and empower one another.
Right.
And with that, again, is like a full circle. Hopeistrue.org, you know.
Well, I think, you know, I think it's, I think it's a good, it's a really good thing. And I'm glad to be here with y'all doing the show, and wish it all the luck in the world, because it is very important. But my thing is, we can't forget about why we're here. I'm speaking for myself, why I'm here. I'm here to help the chronic pain community, and I'm here to, somebody needs help with a doctor, I'm here to try to help them find that help. And it's just sad that people just don't give to people to help others. I mean, it's really sad. And I hope this awareness, the thing that y'all are doing, takes off and really blast the world, because I'm like, yo, I believe it'll open big doors for you. I really do. It'll open big doors for the chronic pain community, even though it's not just in the chronic pain community. But hopefully it brings attention to these people. They open their eyes and they start talking with one another, and people like yourselves and other organizations. That's very key in the chronic pain community. And my heart stays in the chronic pain community. And I fight for the chronic pain community. And I have absolutely nothing but respect for y'all for doing what you're doing. I think it's great. I love it. And Barbie, I've talked to you several times off and on via Messenger. And like I said a while ago, y'all always make me laugh somehow, some way. Even in my worst day, I'm laughing when I talk to you. So, I mean, you're an inspiration to a lot of people.
Yeah, and you know, this project has been great because we have been able to involve so many different featurettes with different diseases, different treatment options that we're going through. And one of the celebrities that we got to work with, we're working with over 40 celebrities right now to launch the project first. And one of them, Allie Hilfiger, who's Tommy Hilfiger's daughter, she had a show on MTV called Rich Girls. And she actually has Lyme disease, and she talked in our magazine, iPain Living, about what she went through. And one of the things that she says in her story is that how important it is to use the celebrity spotlight to raise awareness about what is going on and about the lack of care in the chronic pain community and the cost to the American public of $165 billion with a B dollars in lost productivity, lost wages in healthcare, that the Department of Health and Services has declared chronic pain a health crisis, that the National Pain Strategy has been developed to address chronic pain challenges, and that has been developed, but it has not been funded yet. So right now, we're using the Music Moves Awareness Project to help
raise awareness that Congress needs to fund the National Pain Strategy. And to help with the IE Pain core beliefs, which is to let people know, the public know, that chronic pain is a real and complex disease that may exist by itself or be linked with other medical conditions, that effective pain care requires access, to a wide variety of treatment options currently being denied, especially in the United States, by insurance company. Chronic pain is recognized an under-resourced public health crisis around the world, and is devastating with an economic impact in allowing people to suffer with unmanaged and unmanaged pain and without treatment is immoral and unethical. I mean, these are really big issues this project is addressing, and I brought us all on today to talk about our individual stories, you know, with Gail having TMJ and Curtis having spinal stenosis and Amanda, LA Lupus Lady, having lupus. It really shows, and myself having RSD, Ken being a caregiver, it really shows that the chronic pain community is diverse and that it has a impact that needs to be addressed by the public.
Sure. I don't disagree at all. I'm just really glad that you guys are doing this. I really am. And I know some things that some other organizations are doing, and they're doing wonderful things. But just, I hope this really gets the public and the chronic pain community together. I hope it brings them together. And there's so much that we could do if we have numbers, a lot of people. There's a lot we can do. And I'm hoping that this really will take off and just bloom with it, because that's what we need. We talk about all the time on here about, you know, talking to the public about our disorders, you know, sharing, planting that seed. I think you told me that, Barbie, months ago.
Yeah,
plant the seed. Plant the seed with people. And it's true. It's true. You plant the seed. I know it's hard. And maybe that's in the chronic pain community shouldn't have to do it, but it's one of the things that we have to do now. We don't have much choice because people are not listening. And strength in numbers is powerful in my mind. And by doing a song and having it the way y'all have things set up, I think it's a great opportunity to reach a lot of the public eye and keep
just,
our fingers crossed.
It's possible.
That it helps. Yeah.
I just want to say something else when in regards to that, you know, that $1.98 or whatever for the two songs, you know, you get the song and the instrumental. It's more than just, you know, there's a lot of organizations out there that's, you know, asking for money to, you know, to pay themselves or, you know, to buy things. And, you know, that's not really a necessity. And, you know, we're putting the song out for $1.98. When I say we, you know, I paid, it's putting the song out for $1.98, you know, to help with, you know, with the cost, you know, Barbie and Ken, they're not doing this for their, you know, for their own satisfaction. They're doing this to help the community and help people that are in pain and are having this, you know, that are going through chronic pain, not just RSD, but, you know, the 150 that, you know, we advocate for and we, you know, we try to raise awareness for. So, you know, when you're donating that $1.98, you're donating to more than just, you know, trying to pay somebody. You're trying to, you know, fund for further projects so we could get, you know, awareness around not just the United States, not just California, not just, you know, Texas, wherever you're at, but around the world, you know, globally. So that $1.98 goes to the cause to spread the awareness, you know, to further more, you know, promote, you know, chronic pain patients and you know, providing them with, you know, with the assistance that they need. You know, there's a lot of people that, you know, that will message Barbie or Mark, message Ken or message one of the board members and be like, hey, I just got diagnosed with RSD. You know, I can't find any doctors around me. Can you help? And, you know, that, you know, the eye pain, you know, that's, you know, they're there to help. So they're going to research it. They're going to try to find a doctor that, you know, that they can be like, hey, it looks like this guy has experience with RSD, you know, go ahead and call him and, you know, go to this doctor and, you know, they'll try to help you, you know, like I pay, that's why I paid is here is to help people. You know, we're not doing it for our own gratification. We're doing it to raise awareness and to make, you know, to let people know that we're here if you need something.
Sure. Yeah, no, I appreciate that because a lot of people, not about you guys in particular, but a lot of people feel that organizations are just making a way of life on the chronic pain community. And if people are doing that, they're sick in my mind. I'm sorry. that's just how I feel. Somebody, an organization that's trying to do things to raise awareness and help others, I stand behind them 110%. But the ones that I know.
I know two
organizations, right, and I'm not going to mention them because it causes too many problems. I've done it before, and they know I know who I'm talking about. There's two organizations that are right now that I would not go to a YouTube channel and listen to nothing. I don't care if I had to pay nothing or not. I will not give them the satisfaction to get support because they don't absolutely nothing for the chronic pain community, and I'm not scared to say that.
That's why we're doing this song. You know, this song is there to, you know, provide people hope. Like they were, you know, the other features were saying that, you know, music helps people, and it doesn't just help the sick people, but it helps everybody. You know, it helps people that, you know, that are feeling down. You know, music moves. You know, music is that source that people fall to, you know, go to if they need help. You know, I know tons of people that, you know, are depressed, and you know they move to music. They go to music for that support. You know, a lot of these artists put out motivational music and supporting music, and you know, music is, you know, I'm not going to say it's a cure, but it definitely, music helps with pain, you know. It's, you know, that's a big reason why we're doing this. This song is going to go out there, and it's going to help people. And it's not just going to help the, you know, the chronic pain patients, but it's going to, you know, we're hoping it's going to help the world.
Sure. And I believe it, because music is, like you said, it's not a cure, man. But let me tell you something. I listen to music every time I'm on a computer. And it's very relaxing. It takes a lot of pain, man. It takes away a lot of pain. It doesn't take it all, but it does bring it way down where you can tolerate it. And I tell people this all the time. Listen to music. Mm-hmm. I'm a big music person. I'm real big on music. Yeah. you gotta preach it to me.
Got me through a lot of that bad days. Yeah.
As a musician myself, you know, I make music to help people, and you know, you know, there's a lot of artists out there that, you know, that just do it for the money or do it for the fame, and you know, that's not me. My purpose, you know, why is to help people that you know that need help through the tough times, and you know, to fall to something for motivation and support, and that's what music does, and you know, that's what the song is doing, and you know, for $1.98, you can help, you know, not only, you know, change one person or two people, but you can help change the world. And you know, that's our goal. So
I agree. All right, you guys, it's been a pleasure. I'm glad to do the show with y'all, and I hope continued success in everything that y'all are doing to help the chronic pain community.
Thank you for the opportunity to share.
You're most welcome. And, we'll get together again and do another one sometime. Barbie, just let me know when y'all are ready and what you want to do it about, and we'll get it hooked up for you.
Sounds good. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, Ken. Yeah. Thank you too, buddy. I appreciate it. You're welcome. Never talked to Ken before, but he's commented on y'all's Facebook Live before, but I got to say thank you. So y'all take care, and we'll talk again soon. All right.
Yeah,
thanks,
great.
Guys. All right.
Thanks.
All right. Bye.
All right. We are just. I thought I clicked you out. Sorry. Didn't mean to pick you up. I was trying to see. Yep, no, that's it. We got like less than a minute. So, we're going to be ending up here. And tomorrow night we have I think it's Central Pain Syndrome. CPS is on tomorrow night. Lisa Davis, remember she was on last week or week before last?
Yeah. Yep.
She's going to be on with the founder of CPS.
Cool.
Tomorrow night. And then Wednesday, we're doing POTS. I had to move it. Barbie could either do Monday or Tuesday, and I didn't want to move Lisa from Tuesday, so we did Barbie and them tonight. So POTS is on Wednesday, and Thursday is MS.
Yeah, well, I enjoyed tonight. That was a good show.
Yeah, it's great. I really do. Barbie does. Barbie and Ken. It's mainly Barbie I spoke to, but they do a lot. She's an author, man. She's done a lot of things, and I appreciate their inspiration and their gung ho. I can't wait for the song. It's supposed to be really good. Yeah, really good. So I can't wait. I got it. Yeah, I just I'll
up the $2.
I got it. I just can't play it.
Yeah.
But I got it. I got it. But
yeah,
we'll talk tomorrow night, my friend.
Okay.
All right.
Be there with nails on. Okay, good night, bud.
All right, good night.